New York State plans to release some inmates early in response to staffing shortages following statewide prison strikes. That's according to an internal memo obtained by multiple news outlets in which New York State Department of Corrections Commissioner Daniel Martuscello, directed prison superintendents to begin creating lists of qualified inmates. Inmates must be within 15 to 110 days from their scheduled release date. They can't be serving time for high-level felonies, violent felonies, or sex offenses. And the inmate must have an approved residence, not a shelter or Department of Social Services placement. The move to release prisoners early comes after a 22-day corrections officer strike earlier this year caused disruption across the state's prison system. The state eventually fired more than 2,000 guards who refused to return to work after the state and guards union reached a deal to end the strike. The National Guard is still in place to fill those open roles. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed an executive order preventing state agencies from hiring guards who were fired for striking. A spokesperson for Hochul released a statement Tuesday saying the governor supports Martuscello's efforts to safely address staffing shortages and personnel concerns. Republican Representative Mike Lawler, who is looking at a run for New York governor next year, told Politico Hochul's decision is a dangerous misstep, adding, "We need leaders who will tackle tough problems head on, not resort to quick fixes that compromise the safety of law-abiding citizens. New Yorkers deserve better than policies that prioritize criminals over victims." New York Republican Senator Jim Todisco released a statement saying, in part, "I thought it was an April Fool's joke when I first read that the governor is planning for the early release of convicted felons in our state prison system due to understaffing." A representative from the Center for Community Alternatives released a statement to WSTM News calling the move a good start, but added, "This move is far too narrow and excludes tens of thousands of people who have long since demonstrated their readiness to return home and contribute to their communities." According to the memo, the directive will allow the inmates to serve the remainder of their sentence under parole supervision when released.